to the skies very high.
Hello and welcome to Talking PPG Radio. My name is Will Jones. The following information is not for training, but personal experiences and reflections on the world of power paragliding as I know. All guests of Talking PPG Radio have formed their own ideas, thoughts, and opinions on the world of power paragliding. They are not necessarily the thoughts or opinions of Talking PPG Radio. You may agree or disagree to what you hear. Talking PPG Radio is here to get conversations, thoughts, ideas about the world of power paragliding. Safety first. I highly recommend a qualified instructor. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy.
Let's go and see the stars, Milky Way, River Mile.
Hey guys, welcome back. Will Jones, Talking PPG Radio. Well, got Captain John Black today with me. We are going to talk about the Beach Blast. Yes, the Beach Blast is back on. All right, so we're going to sit and talk to John about that and see if we can't get a little information about what happened, what got the blast back on. What are some of the changes and some of the new rule changes, which I know a lot of you guys have been talking about and I've been seeing on Facebook also, you know, the big list, I'm sure, you know. So, but don't forget, today being the 4th of March, don't forget about the Scott Adair Palm Bay fly-in that's next weekend. I was supposed to go, but unfortunately, one of the guys that I work with had already taken the time off, and I didn't realize it, and so I'm not going to make it this year. I was supposed to come down and face paint and, you know, just to donate. I had already registered and everything, so I guess I did donate my registration fee, so that's okay. It goes for a good cause. I'm sure most of you, if you're going, you've already made plans, and some of you may already, now maybe a little bit early for some of you guys going down there, unless you went down for some training from Eric DeFore, which I know a lot of guys last year did that. Canadian guys were down there several weeks early. So anyway, we're going to get right into talking to John about the Beach Blast, and I'll talk to you on the other side. Thanks for tuning in again. Will Jones, Talking PPG Radio.
Hey guys, welcome back. Will Jones, Talking PPG Radio. Yes, I know it's been a while. Took a break, winter time, which I probably should have been talking more in the winter. And of course, the summer's coming up in flying season, and all these fly-ins are going to be happening again. On the line with me, John Black. Been a while since I talked to him. I guess the last time I actually put my eyes on him was at the Palm Bay fly-in last year. So, John, welcome back to Talking PPG Radio, man. Been a while.
Flip-flop. Good to be with you, my friend. And yeah, it has been since last year at the Palm Bay fly-in, and I want to invite everybody to come back down there. Some very hospitable folks down there, and it is a fly-in for charity, so that's awesome. Really, yes. Good people down there, and the cause is just awesome. You gotta tip your hat to people that do that. It's awesome.
Yes, absolutely, man. I enjoyed it. It was one of those kind of last-minute things. And guys, I may have talked about it one of the shows I shared. I actually kind of met John, I guess, at the very first or toll road or booth, and rode all the way in with him and stuff, so that was really cool.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, it was like, I know that trailer from somewhere. Cool. Well, man, how's it going, man? It's been, like I said, it's been a while. It is great to hear. Great, absolutely great to hear that the Beach Blast is back on, man. That is, I'm sure there's a lot of other people out there like, can't wait.
I've had a lot of calls, Will, and we had a lot of encouragement the last couple of years, you know, telling us, you know, pilots wanted it back and families wanted it back, and I just finally kind of stuck my head to the grindstone and said, hey, I'm going to get this done one way or the other. So We have rules we have to follow by, you know.
Yeah.
Some are stringent, you know. I understand that, and but that's what we had to do to get the event back, and it is back, and it looks like you know, everything's completely in order. We really hate, you know, that we had to announce so late.
Right.
But I absolutely, after having to cancel the event in 2013, I really wanted to make sure there was nothing possible that could, you know, short of, you know, a hurricane, you know, that could cause us any issue. And now we have final approvals from everywhere. We have a contract signed with Edgewater. We have the city manager, which is the final authority on the ordinance. He has signed off on our master plan. There was a lot of paperwork that had to be done and
right.
a lot of plans that had to be submitted and all that type of stuff. So we've gotten past that, and I'm glad personally that part of it's over, because
I'm
now
sure.
I can concentrate on the things that I enjoy, which are, you know, getting everything together for the event and lining up speakers and Alex Donaghy, of course, my right-hand
Alex,
man,
yeah.
left-hand
wow.
man, you know,
yeah.
getting the vendors going. And by the way, on our vendors, we doubled the amount of vendors for first day vendors. We've never had over about four.
Right.
First day. We have 8 vendors right now.
Yes.
First day.
I'm on the page looking.
Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing. So we like that. We've always said Vendors Row is a huge part of Beach Blast. We want our vendors to come and do well. And we have a lot of factory reps that are coming from overseas, even though on short notice, they still want to come. And I know several of them have expressed, and you'll be hearing about that in the days to come. They'll have press releases coming out, and you know, about who's coming and what they're going to do.
May 13th, 17th, 2015, Panama City Beach, Florida, guys. Register before April 15th and you'll save. Like I said, I'm right here, and it's at beachblastppg.com. You said you have a Facebook page. What else? You see?
Yep, got a Facebook page, Beach Blast, the world's largest beachfront PPG flying event, and that's the 2015 page, and lots of information on there, and plus our beachblastppg.com is the main page and the registration site. So welcome to go in, make comments, post pictures from years gone by, and
yeah.
We're real excited to have everything back, and we hope that we meet or exceed the expectations of the pilot for the event. That's what this event is really all about, is the pilots and their families. That's where I get my satisfaction from, seeing the smiling faces. I really get a lot of satisfaction from that. And anytime you can cause some happiness in this world, you know, there's enough bad stuff.
Right.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. How much is pre-registration, or how much is registration before the deadline?
Registration for pre-registration, we moved to $75.
Okay.
So you'll save $25 over late registration.
And okay.
And we really want people, you know, we really want people to pre-register, because we have a lot of paperwork to be done.
Okay.
That's required. And if we have to do all this at registration, it's going to make long lines, and it's going to be a slow process. So
right.
we're going to have plenty of staff to handle that. We're just doubling what we normally have at registration. But, you know, we'll have to, one of the things we have to do is we have to get all the ratings information. We have to verify
right.
that. And we also have to copy a ID, which, you know, and a photo ID that has your permanent address on it in the photo. We have to copy that for the city. So there's some of the ordinances, you know, some of the
mm-hmm.
things in the ordinance that we have to abide by. So
okay. Well, why don't we go in and get into that, man? Because I've, you know, there's always that, why do I have to have this ratings and all this other thing? There are some requirements that are going to be required this year, and let's talk about those. And why is this required? I mean, I'm looking at your frequently asked questions, guys. So if you have any, you know, if you're wondering, go, like you said, go to Beach Blast PPG. But we'll kind of go over some of these. Why is it the PPG 2 is required?
Well, the city requires this for the event. We kind of saw this coming in the first place, and that was one reason we instituted it, and we're going to have it in 13. This was coming no matter what. They wanted something to judge pilot competency by. And one of the questions they ask is, how do we know that these aren't just people? Because you don't have to have a license to fly these.
Yeah.
You don't have to have training to fly these. How do we know that people coming to this beach aren't somebody that, you know, how can you prove to us that these pilots have some level of proficiency?
Right.
I brought up the fact, well, we do have a national organization, the USPPA, and we also have the USHPA, which is the paragliding side of that. And I said both these organizations have standards, have training standards, and have standards for the pilots that are measurable. And showed that to them, and they go, okay, well, we might be able to do something with this. So that's where that came from. Without it, if we didn't have a national organization, we wouldn't be having Beach Blast. That's just
right.
End of story right there. So we are required to have the ratings by the city, by the ordinance, and we are required to get the photo ID with the permanent address on it. And, of course, we'll destroy those records 30 days after the event. We're required to keep them for 30 days, and then we're going to destroy those.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, man, I have experience, though. Can I get a waiver?
You cannot get a waiver. You have to have the ordinance specifically rules, specifically reads that you have to have a PPG-2, USPPA PPG-2, or equivalent.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going by ratings and what the equivalents are. So the USHPA, so if somebody has a P2 and they have 50 hours of flying or 50 flights on a PPG logged, then, yes, we will accept that. The overseas rating, like the Canadian ratings, they have to have a license. We accept that. There's the foreign ratings they have in a lot of the foreign countries, you know, that have to have license, and you know, quite a few of those actually do. We will honor those.
Okay. All right.
It just has to be an equivalent rating. We're not just saying one rating is the only rating.
Only one,
we have.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Understand that other countries have
like I
things.
Said, it is required. I think most people get the idea that I love rules, and John Black really doesn't like the rules. So I kind of have the feeling that, you know, I like the government in just as little as they can possibly be in, but unfortunately I also realize what our situation is, and the situation is we're at a major resort on a tourist beach.
Right.
And so consequently, to protect that, yeah, you have to have some regulations, you have some rules, and that's probably my least fun part of the event. I really hate dealing with rules and all of that stuff, but I do understand you have to have them, and that's just reality of life, so...
Okay.
I hope everybody understands. If you don't, you don't want to come and you don't want a rating or whatever. We understand. No hard feelings whatsoever. I've had a couple of my friends that, you know, they're diehard against any rigging. They say, hey, John, you know, I'm like, I'm cool with that. I really am. I
don't take it personal, right?
Yeah. It's not personal with me whatsoever. Yeah, we want to see you. I want to see you regardless, you know. Come. It doesn't cost you anything to come. Even if you don't fly, come. Shoot.
Right.
I'd love to see you. Great to see. We all enjoy that. Let's be honest. We all love seeing a bunch of pilots and love seeing people we haven't seen in a long time. And let's face it, we got a lot of characters in this sport, and I like seeing all of them.
Okay, you were talking about, you know, identify, and, you know, some yahoo down the beach decides to fly off. I mean, how are we going to be able to identify who's with beach, you know, with the event and everything? Is there some identification marker or something like that?
We do. We have a, I looked through some things, and I didn't want some big, heavy something on somebody, and there was no way to, you know, I didn't want to stick something on the wings. I talked to Elizabeth, and I've talked to, Michelle Danielle, and both these people are wing inspectors, and I said, you know, what's the deal with numbers on wings and stuff, you know, could we do an applique, is this... And, you know, what is the best way to go about this? And, of course, talking to Eric DeFore, and it's definitely just a little flag on the back with a number. And
okay.
So I started looking at things. I was like, well, I don't think I want to fly with a wing, you know, something on. So I started looking around. I wanted something very light, very visible, and we found some Tyvek, which is kind of like what your same stuff that your armbands are made out of. Very durable. Can't hardly tear it or anything else. And they can print on these. Marathon companies print these. So we designed a little flag to have made that will carry a specific number. So each pilot will be assigned a number. They'll have that flag, and that will be their number. And that satisfies the city with that satisfied the city manager and the chief of police. They both signed off on it and said, yeah, we're good with that. Now, if we need to identify a specific pilot, we can give you a number, and we're
excellent.
Required to know who that's attached to. And so that solves a myriad of problems.
Oh, gosh.
You got 20 blue, you know, MacPara wings down the beach, and you know, they come out, oh, well, we saw a blue wing, and, you know, now they give us a number and say, okay, and we have a discipline type thing that the city set up that we follow by, and it's a, for the first offense, it's a 1-hour grounding, second offense is 12-hour grounding, and the third offense, of course, we have to ask you to leave the event.
Oh, okay. All right.
So hopefully we don't have any of that. I really don't think so. You know, 99.9% of the pilots that come to Beach Blast are great.
Yeah.
Make the event. People rave about them up and down the beach. I still hear to this day, every single day I'm out, just about to have somebody come up and mention about all those pilots flying up and down the beach in these pretty wings. I mean, it's really amazing. I wish everybody could hear this. You really have a great, great, great impact on this community, and the community has always loved you and still does.
You know, like I said, I know there's a lot of things that, you know, went down to get to this point and everything, and I'm glad it's back and everything. And that's what I remember, you know, everybody, you know, you could be out eating and said, oh, yeah, I'm here. Oh, you with those guys that are flying up and down, that's so cool. You know, it's just like, I never heard anything, you know, bad, you know, because it's not like we go down and, you know, we're tearing up the place or anything. And
oh, yeah.
It was just a head scratcher to get basically, you know, the way I feel, just kind of pushed away, go away. We don't want you.
Yep.
You know, so.
And you have to remember this. You got to understand this. This wasn't a lot of people. If you looked at the paper and looked at all the comments from the people in the community.
Yeah.
And that spoke up, including the editor of the News Herald here. He even spoke up and called the council an overzealous council.
Oh, wow.
He said there's annoying buzz coming from the skies in Panama City Beach, and it's not coming from our powered paragliders.
Oh, wow.
I mean, he really came out and just nailed it. I mean, he really did. And I have nothing, you know, against the city council whatsoever.
Yeah.
And this wasn't, trust me, this was not a unanimous vote. There were five council members, and it was a 3-2 vote.
Oh, wow.
One of those votes changed at the last minute, and like I said, I have no hard feelings with them. We're looking forward. I want to work with them, and
yes.
They've worked with us and helped us bring this event back. So
that's great. Yeah.
I think all that's been satisfied. They've got some things in place that they can say, hey, we've addressed this, and so that anybody that comes up and says, hey, you know, we got an ordinance. They're following by the ordinance. We're good with it.
That's great. Oh. What about the person that has multiple wings? I know. Flag be able to be? Can you just, you know, switch wings with it, or is it
switch it onto another wing? Yeah.
Okay. All right. I wasn't sure if it was. Okay.
Your identifier will essentially be a flag. You just move it from wing to wing. That's not a problem whatsoever. Because once you are a pilot and you have a number, that's your number. You can't fly two wings at one time.
Right. And well, don't say that. Somebody will try.
Somebody will try. Actually, I've tied to two wings at one time just to see if I could.
See? Well, I tell you, there you go.
You weren't too close. You weren't too far off on that one.
That's great. Yeah.
But you really don't. I mean, and somebody that's not registered, I had somebody ask me this, literally. They said, well, what if I want to let my buddy fly my wing? Well, they have a number.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And if they don't, they're not registered, and they cannot take off from RLZ or land in RLZ.
Excellent. Okay.
So everything works around. Yeah, at first when I looked at everything, I was like, oh, how am I going to do this? This is just impossible, and then just taking things one at a time and addressing it, we were able to, you know, meet all of the requirements, and you know, we hope everybody in the community understands that it's required. We have to do it. You know, we'll make it as painless as possible, and have a great time.
That's right. That's what it's all about. Safety. Have a good time. Family.
Yep.
See old friends, you know, new friends. One of the things that, what about the person that does, you know, he wants to pre-register, try to make it in before the 15th to get that deal. He does not have his rating as of, you know, before, you know, he gets to, or during registration, but he knows he'll have it around that time when he gets to Beach Blast. How are you going to do that, or what's the ticket on that? What's the procedure?
We've already taken that into account, and we've worked that into where they can go ahead and register, get registered for Beach Blast, and then provide that information to us either before or at the event.
Okay.
Where you can go back in. One of the things that's really exciting this year is because of these things that we're required to do, we really have to have some good bookkeeping and record keeping. So our web director, which is Matthew Witch out of Colorado Springs, and if you know this guy, he's just an amazing individual. He's one of the smartest guys I've ever met, period. He's a very quiet guy and just a super, super nice guy. I mean, he really is. And as a matter of fact, if you have a cell phone, you probably have a chip that he designed in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's a pretty smart guy. But he takes care of the website and has some really good features in there. And you can even go in and register, and if you need to go back in and add something else, you know,
yeah,
you needed a T-shirt, you needed a ticker, you can go right back in. And it'll pick right up where you're at, and you can just add that on, and it'll put it into our database.
Oh, very cool. Okay. That's cool. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, guys, go to, if you are looking for an instructor or you're at that point where you need to get your PPG2, just go to USPPA's website, and there's a list of certified instructors probably near you somewhere, I'm sure. So I'm sure they've increased, you know, more instructors, so it's easier for these guys to find someone. So that's
yeah, and we need to tell people that they also, when they get their ratings, they get money back from the USPPA.
Yes, they do. They're still doing that. They've been doing that for a while. Yeah,
and most instructors, if you tell them, you know, hey, I've been flying for a while, and I can do this and this and this, and I can meet these skills, you know, they'll do checkoffs, and they'll probably do it for the amount that's being reimbursed by the USPPA. I know,
yeah.
I would, and most instructors I've talked to would. You just need to call them and talk to them. It's not a big convoluted process. It's not as you know, if you're already flying and you have a good skill level, it should be no issue whatsoever.
You
no
think that's why? You think people are scared of that? Is that why it's so controversial, or, you know, there's controversy in it? You know, I think it's probably
part of it. I think some of it is just people just don't like to be regulated in any way. I don't like to be regulated. I really don't.
Yeah.
But I would rather have some sort of self-regulation that we set up and we can all agree on, rather than have something, you know, from the government. Because if the government gets involved in something, it's going to be an ugly process.
Oh.
And it's going to cost a lot of money.
I'll tell you what, I don't know.
That's what I don't like.
And I don't know if a lot of the guys really know what it takes to get your, you know, certification in Canada and overseas. Oh, my gosh.
It's pretty involved.
Yes.
Very involved. I train a lot of guys from Canada.
Yes.
And, they go through a lot.
Yeah, we've got it made here. I mean, gosh, it is unbelievable. So, but what about, okay, well, it's a family event and everything. How about the person that's coming down with the family? They're not going to fly. Do they need to register? Is that another spot on the registration just to show, like, for the party? I'm sure there's going to be a banquet that's going to happen.
Well, we're not doing a banquet this year.
Oh, you're not? Okay.
We reevaluated things, and we decided, okay, what are things that we can do better? What are things we can make this event, you know, even more fun and entertaining? And we talked to people, and they said, yeah, we'd rather have a party than have a banquet. And I was like, yeah, because I don't know about everybody else, but I get tired of hearing my own self-talk, much less sit out there listening. I can drone on. I'm good about droning on. I know my weaknesses, and that's just one of them.
That's great.
I'll talk you into a deep sleep. But we decided to have what we call an after party, and what that's going to be is there's a really nice place down the beach, and we'll be announcing that pretty soon. We're
great.
Working on that. I have a girl that takes care of that and takes care of our after party, and she's working with people. In fact, she's meeting with her on Friday. And I wish I could announce this right now, and hopefully we get it. But there will, if everything comes off the way we're planning it, we may have one of the contestants off The Voice performs for our after party.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So can't release any name or anything right now.
Right.
But that's exciting.
Yeah.
So
that's excellent.
Yeah.
Wow, that is okay. Excitement's in the air, guys.
Kind of it'll be kind of, you know, a real heavy hors d'oeuvre. We'll have, you know, seafood type stuff and real nice area. Have a bar, you know, have a cash bar, and you know, have a band playing, and you know, right there on the beach. Nice, nice place. Very nice place. And we just thought that would be better for socializing and for people to get out. And
that's home, probably, you know, more
relaxed. Yeah, and have fun, you know, last night, and just enjoy being around each other. And we can do the little, you know, the few, you know, awards and stuff. I talked to Dave Rogers, and he's wanting to bring the Going Above and Beyond awards back to Beach.
Oh, excellent! Yes,
And so he's going to do that this year. He's going to bring that back to Beach Blast, and. So all the things like that, and awards and stuff like that, we can kind of slide in between everybody partying and having a good time, and not just have a, you know, our banquets were nice, and they were you know, had good food, and it's nice. But I think people will enjoy this a little more from what I've talked to people. So we want to do what the pilots like to do and have a good time. So
that's good. Well, let's see. I'm seeing here Freedom Center, Parajet USA, Trike Buggy Inc., Discovery Powered Paragliding, R&B Mobile Vending, Southern Skies, Paratours, and Paradrenaline. I am not seeing Chris Santa Croce. Are we having the maneuvers this year?
We're not going to do the maneuvers.
Talk
to Chris about this, and we talked about whether, you know, the appropriate place for this. So we're not going to do the maneuvers.
Okay.
We kind of scale down, and you know, just we really want to keep things very, very simple this year.
Right.
And do what we can do well. And try to get some sort of a foundation, and you know, we're essentially starting over.
Starting all over, right? Okay.
Yeah.
New beginning.
All over.
There's
a lot of things to get done, and you really, with the complexity of everything we've had to do so far, and just to give you an idea, you're looking 200 man hours right now, and about, you know, going up on $3,000 just to get this approved.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been very expensive and very time consuming, more than I've ever had to do this early. But the good thing is that all the major things are done earlier than ever right now. I mean, we've got everything in place, you know, except honestly the after party, and then, you know, of course the you know, putting everything together and getting everything you know, in line, how we're gonna do certain things, and you know, And the added things that we're gonna have going on. I'm sure we'll run into issues. I'm sure we won't do things quite as well at times as, you know, maybe we've done in the past, or quite efficiently. We hope the pilots understand, and we'll do the best we can. And you know, like I said, I did this, and Alex and Matthew and Lance and the rest of the staff, we did this for the pilots that wanted Beach Blast back, and we just wanted to fulfill that wish and bring the event back to those people. So
Is Chris coming in, or is he on he busy during this time?
I think he is. Yeah. I think he is. He hasn't confirmed. He's got a check, but
yeah,
he hasn't confirmed. But I think probably would. I've heard from a lot of people I'm surprised at the amount of European people. I really didn't think we'd have any European people coming over this late of notice, but I've heard from a lot of, you know, both vendors and, you know, people from out of the country that, you know, they're coming, and
yeah.
I was like, wow, you know, I didn't really expect that. I didn't really expect those people to come this late.
Yeah. Well, if they're like me, I mean, it's always, you hope you kind of keep that time aside, you know, and it's going to happen again, you know, and it's like, then it happens, like, yeah, gone, there. I mean, you know, maybe that's what it was, you know. It's like, and I know those guys get a whole lot of time off compared to us bloody Americans.
So, yeah, we have to work too hard.
Yeah. So Edgewater's back on board. You know, how? I mean, I know they were giving a really decent, you know, room rate if we called and told them that we were with Beach Blast. Is that still going to happen for us this year?
Oh yeah, it's back on. Just call them, tell them you're with Beach Blast, and you want the special room rate, and they'll hook you up there. It's open. We got that settled and done. We haven't heard of any problems with that so far. They've been real good to us and tried to help us out every way possible. And excited to be back at Edgewater. I'm always kind of up around that area, you know, several times during the year for whatever purposes, you know. And every time I go in, security, oh, hey, you know, is the event coming back this year? And I go inside and everybody, hey, is the event coming back? And,
right.
And so this time when I got to go in, you know, a couple of months ago, you know, I get the same questions, and I was like, yeah, it might be. We're working on it. And they're like, really? And I was like, yeah, so. A lot of excitement there, which is really cool. I went over to Ocean's, the nice little restaurant there that's on the side by the LC, and went in there and talked to them and told them that we were coming back, and they were all excited and
great.
Had some ideas and wanted to really, you know,
yeah.
do some special things. So it's pretty cool when you get to sit on a pool deck of the world's largest freeform pool with waterfalls, and you get a pretty waitress coming down and serving you cocktails right there at your booth.
Darn, man, you're living the hard life there, man. I mean, considering we're expecting, let's say, another 4, 5, 6, 7, they're not even sure inches of snow in a 2 days. You know, I told him that, and he's like, oh, man, I got a sunburned face, and it was so warm, and thanks. Appreciate click.
Yeah, it was pretty nice today. We had students out, and yeah, I did get a little sunburn today. It was nice. We've had our share of what we call cold weather.
Cold weather.
I know it's not cold to you guys up there, so I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
But hey, we got a nice warm place for you down here in May. It's going to be 80 in the 80s and onshore flow, and we always just seem to have super super nice. Weather for Beach Blast. I think we've lost one day in 4 years to wind, and we still had fun that day playing. So.
Yeah. Well, guys, there you go. John Black, don't forget to go to beachblastppg.com. And looking forward to it, man. Registration is open. You got till the 15th. You will save. Up until the 15th. Anything else, John, you like to say anything, or I'll let you end it there?
Well, thank you for having me on. It's been a part that I've missed. Always enjoy coming on talking to BBG Radio and with Flip Flop. And you'll
Flip
never
Flop.
Live that down.
I know. Oh,
and really looking forward to seeing a lot of old friends and maybe some new ones. I know there's a lot of new people in the sport, and we're just happy to be back serving the public, you know, with this fly-in. We hope we, you know, exceed your expectations,
yeah.
You know, in a fly-in. We love having your families. It's a perfect place to bring your families. And if you want to see something at the event, let us know. We're always open to ideas, and, you know, we've had some guys, you know, call us and email us and let us know some ideas they've had, and we're going to work in some of those things and just try to make it a lot of fun. And we realize we've got some, you know, some new regulations and stuff to deal with, and we want to make it, try to ease the pain a little bit, make some things that are really fun and that we really just have a blast at the blast.
Yeah, excellent. Well, all right. Well, thanks a lot, man. It is good talking to you again, and we'll see you soon. Have fun at Palm Bay, man. I was scheduled to go, but I'm not going to make it. So,
we're looking forward to going down there. That's the kind of opening thing of the year, and we always look forward to going down there. We've gone down there every year except for one for me, and I was just so tied up with Beach Blessing
over
time. We always go down and support them. It's a good cause, and, you know, our old friend, I was just looking at some pictures, you know, of Scott Atkinson. Or Scott Adair, rather.
Adair, right, yeah.
And it just makes you think, you know, who's not going to be here, and some very, very, very good, gracious people in this sport, and some people I dearly love, and sometimes we get caught up in things, and I just think we need to all treat each other, you know, as well as we can, as if this is the last time we're seeing each other.
Yeah. Well, all right, man. Well, great. We will see you soon.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, there you go, guys. John Black, Beach Blast, back on. Hopefully you've registered. You have till April 30th to save on the registration fee. Don't forget the Edgewater. When you call them to make a reservation, make sure you tell them you will be your signing in under the Beach Blast 2015 special rate. Which I think they drop it down to about $100 if it's the same type of discount they was given when we've, you know, first started coming there and stuff. So don't forget to go to beachblastppg.com and check out the website, Facebook. Any questions, I'm sure you can get in touch with John that we didn't cover about the PPG2 rating. That could be a whole nother show. I've talked about it before to different people. I guess maybe I'll give a call to some of my friends and stuff like that, because I know a lot of the guys that I fly with are not planning to go down because of the rating criteria. I do plan to go, especially since I'm going to miss Palm Bay. I took the test for the PPG2 and everything, but I didn't follow through with it, so I have to go ahead and do that just so I can go down and fly. Even if I don't, I'm just going to go down just to see everybody, just to get out of this winter wonderland that I'm actually in right now. We are now in the midst of getting another 7 or 8 or 10, or we've been told a foot. It is still snowing. It started probably started getting ice pellets around, let's see, what was that, about 4:00 Eastern Standard Time here in Louisville, which is where I'm out of, and it is still snowing. So, really wishing I was going to the Palm Bay fly-in next week to get into some warm weather. The bad thing about right now, which would be tough, which, you know, I got a garage and everything, I needed to do some maintenance on my flying machine. But I'll hold up, and the Beach Blast again is May 13th through the 17th, guys, so looking forward to that. If you have any questions, please get in touch with me. Call. Yeah, the question I'm sure you wonder, is this going to be the last one until however many months? I will try to get back into it. It's just a lot of things going on. Opening a new business this summer, and that's what a lot of things have been going on. I've been concentrating on that, so not an excuse, just life, I guess it is, and we all know how that is. Let's see, anything else is happening that has happened? Hopefully we'll have a better summer again. Here in Louisville, it was okay. It was still one of those deals. I guess it's been the weather pattern for the last couple of years. Yeah, because 3 years ago it was unbelievable. We were still flying like right now. The weather was warm and everything. Was that 3 years or 4 years? I can't remember. So hopefully the weather pattern will get better for us this year so our local guys here can get some more fly time in. We didn't get much in this year. So, all right, I'm going to end it there. Like I said, if you have any questions, please get in touch with me. If you have any questions about the Beach Blast or Palm Bay, please go to their website and check it out. Call John if you have any questions. Also, let's see, the contact person. I'm not sure who the contact person is for the Palm Bay. So, but I'm sure by this time you all have gotten all your plans together and everything. So, all right. We'll stop it there. I'll be back on soon. Thank you for listening. And hey, don't let the PPG2 ratings scare you away. Thanks for listening. Will Jones talking PPG Radio. Yeah.